Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we hear from Tony Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center about their upcoming summit, the Strength in Service Summit, bringing real-world resilience to the ranch, October 3rd and 4th, and you're invited. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, this fall, veterans, first responders, the people who have their backs, and those who stand beside them are invited to swap conference rooms for 67 acres of horses, heart, and healing at Trinity Equestrian Center. Under a big top tent, they'll breathe in crisp fall air, gather around bonfires, and soak up soul-deep connections while learning real-world strategies to build resilience. I'm talking about the Strength in Service Summit coming to Trinity Equestrian Center on Eau Claire's South Side Friday, October 3rd, Friday night, October 3rd, and throughout the day, Saturday, October 4th. I talked about this summit this week with our longtime friend, Tony Matson, and began, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here again.
We've done many conversations over the years, and I think probably most recently was when your book came out.
And yes.
Yep. And that was quite a journey. You've done a lot of speaking. You've been featured in the God's Great Outdoors here on Saturday mornings on WWIB. But now it seems like with this whole equine therapy, as much as you focused on vets and it's been very significant and helpful, it seems like you want to continue to help there, but trying to broaden. Is that right?
It's absolutely right on target, Mark. Yep, we do. We know that the work that we have done and continue to and always will, Mark. Our DNA is all about, and quite literally DNA is about our working with veterans and our real passion for them. But we also know that we can do more. We can broaden that scope and include the entire community of first responders. So that's what our goal is, and that's what the summit is all about. And we're really excited. I don't know if you know this, Mark, but our oldest son, Ian, who's now our CEO, was former law enforcement for years. So he and I have toyed with this idea for years. And finally, God just put it on our heart and said, nope, this is our year. This is the year we're going to do this. So we're doing it.
Well, you know, I think the word trauma, it's interesting. I mean, it's just so much focus and attention there, and that we've had this societal awakening to it. And it seemed obvious with war and veterans and coming back from there. But then all of a sudden, it's like we had this collective aha that, hello, this is a big issue for other people, too.
Exactly. Yeah, it is so true. Yeah. You know, and you're right. I mean, our veterans, you know, struggle. Many of them struggle with their experience that they have had, you know, during war and even non-combat, to be perfectly honest. There's lots of things. And you and I have had lots of conversations about different things that happen outside of the bombs exploding, right alongside people. But I think you're absolutely right, because we lose sight that our first responders are ones who run into burning buildings. They run into the chaos. They are first on site of a horrific accident. And then the next call they get might be the same. It's this recurring exposure to trauma that they don't have a chance to process in between. And yet they are expected to show up at their best when we are at our worst. And that just doesn't happen by accident. This is why we are all about not fixing broken people. That's not what the summit's about. It's about helping our defenders and our protectors rebuild their resilience and then find different new ways to protect it. Because if they're not fit physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we as a community are in deep trouble, because these are the people that we really count on.
And so, Tony Matson, at your website, you even have a link that says strengthinservicesummit.com. You talk about the fact that this October 3rd and 4th event, a Friday and Saturday night, you say this is where the shift starts. You say it's not a retreat, yeah. It's a reset. What do you mean?
I mean that we need to start talking about using different language, Mark. We know that if we change the words we use, that changes the perspective, and that changes outcomes. And so what I'm really, really pushing is stop harping and supporting the whole stigma of post-traumatic stress disorder. The word disorder absolutely brands whatever person is experiencing with that trauma, with that stigma. But we're rather saying, you know what, let's help them shift this into mind fitness. They're really, these people, our first responders and such, have to be physically fit. They're expected to be. Why can't we support them so that they are mind fit as well? Instead of continuing to harp on the negative implication of mental wellness or mental health. So, I mean, that's the shift we want. We want to help squash and really, really just change that stigma. And actually, I don't think you know this either, Mark. We are teaming with Cheryl Kramer. Cheryl Kramer is Ron Kramer's wife. We all know
the late Ron Kramer, Eau Claire County Sheriff.
Absolutely. He was an icon. His legacy lives on, always will. And Cheryl and I and our team had a great conversation a few weeks ago, and we have created a partnership, if you will, that we are promoting the Sheriff Ron Kramer Fund that will serve first responders through our equine program at the ranch. And it's, I mean, this is time. And our big thing, again, this is part of the shift. Can't we get ahead of this? We don't have to be losing lives of our first responders. We just don't. And we don't have to do that with our veterans either. And so this is our I think our battle cry, if you will. We can get ahead of this if we do it right, if we change the perspective and open it up that it is an expectation to make sure that our people are fit in every aspect.
Yeah.
And so that's what this event's all about.
Instead of waiting and pulling people out when they come down river and just, you know, going, hey, let's go up river. Where are people falling in? How can we deal with this preemptively, more aggressively?
Absolutely. And we can do it.
Yeah. And so, again, the Strength and Service Summit, October 3rd and 4th, a one-of-a-kind gathering for veterans, first responders, and the people who stand with them. And so, what does it cost for people to register? What are they looking at kind of overall for these 2 days?
Okay, it's an overall all-inclusive event. Starts on Friday evening. General public ticket holders, which are $100, and that is, like I say, all-inclusive. That includes all of the speakers. By the way, former POW Jessica Lynch, does that ring a bell? She is our keynote. She's our keynote. She is going to just...
When you said that to me, I'm like, the Jessica Lynch? Wow.
Yeah, the Jessica Lynch. Yep, she's coming in from West Virginia.
Huh.
So, yep, she's going to be there. But our Friday night is our VIPs and our speakers, and that kind of soft start get-together is from 5 to 6. But then 6 to 8 is where all of our ticket holders can come and meet Jessica and meet all of our speakers and have some snacks and just hang out. And then we're going to do a demonstration of our horses, our team, in our large arena. And it's going to just walk them straight through about what horses can teach us about connection and trust. And then we have a still active duty Minneapolis Police Department officer who's coming in to share his experience. And we're going to do a big Q&A on that. Then on Saturday morning, we start with a continental breakfast at 8 a.m. We do some announcements. We roll right in with Jessica Lynch. We go through the day. We have an incredible grilled chicken meal, and that's all included in the ticket as well. And then we roll through our afternoon. Our Pastor Paul Berthun from Jacob's Well is going to be wrapping it all up for us. Then we roll into a Chris Cruzy concert and a big pizza party. And then we wrap it up, Mark.
Yeah, that looks like a fantastic day as I look at the schedule from 8 to 5 on Saturday. I've been there for your charcoal chicken before. It is great. It is.
It is.
For some of the past events we've had well. And it's a very full day for sure. And so, again, as you have the chance to speak to the listeners here, who would you say that this is? Again, we can recognize off the top in terms of veterans, in terms of those who are working in the service field,
in the field,
EMTs, but who else? Make that invitation personally from you to them.
what I would love to see, Mark, is the family members, and particularly the spouses. I know, based on my 16 years of working with veterans, and by the way, 40% of veterans, at least 40, roll into first responder positions. So this is not alien. These are brothers and sisters of both of those genres. What I want to do is to get also the spouses in, because we know that when something happens, it's not if, it's when trauma is experienced, it doesn't just stay nice and tidy in the person who's seen it or experienced it. It spills all over. And it gets very intimate, very, very personal with the spouses. In fact, one of our speakers, actually two of them, their husband and wife team out of Austin, Minnesota.
Huh.
Incredible. She's an EMT and a nurse, registered nurse, but also very, very tightly connected, of course, to her husband, who served in as a police officer for years and years, and prematurely stepped away from his position because of the post-traumatic stress that he experienced and did not take care of. These two are going to be rock stars because they show both sides of it. I like to say it's behind the badge and it's in front of the badge. Who are you looking at and who are you? They come to talk about what this does to families and what this does to relationships between husband and wife. That's who I want there as well, Mark. I want the spouses, whether it's the female end, the male end, whoever, because they need this too. They need to have the resilience because it's really hard on them. And anybody who comes in and listens to this team of presenters here, this husband and wife, they're going to get it.
That would be,
I mean, we just need it.
Dave and Christy Dyke, I believe, beneath the badge
exactly
at
right.
1 p.m., and again, you've got a great lineup of speakers. People know Pastor Paul Berthume, what a great speaker he is. Permission to be inspired to grow at 4. You do the wrap-up at 5. Robert Goodland, I recorded a podcast with him, the Fierce Freedom Podcast, on his recent book. And he's powerful and impactful, too. And so he's going to talk about the heart of a horse. So
Yep, he is, in all of his experience with,
right.
You know, he was a firefighter for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We've got great, great speakers.
Fantastic event. And so what does it cost?
It costs $100.
Okay.
$100 for the entire whole package, Mark. Uh-huh. So, and here's the thing. If there are people who are listening that cannot be there, two things. One is we're recording everything. We're going to be, it's called Summit on Demand. It'll be available for purchase for right after the event. I shouldn't say that. It will be shortly after the event. Of course, it has to be produced. But so if that doesn't line up for you, you know, date wise or whatever, don't worry. You don't have to miss it because you can actually see it from start to finish. And if somebody wants to bless someone else with a ticket, we have had lots of people who said, hey, I can't come, or I'm not a first responder, I have no connection with them or a veteran, but I want to bless somebody with a ticket. That's another way of doing it, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm thinking of one of my family members who I'm thinking, hey, if you're not planning to go to this, you should for sure go, because she's training in equine therapy to get her licensing here shortly. My oldest, Evelyn, who you know because she volunteered at your ranch back in the day. Yeah,
I know. Back in the day, she was with us. I love it.
Yeah, so she's going off to Indiana to get one more part of her training in September, but I'm like, wow, you got to go to this Friday and Saturday. Yeah. October 3rd and 4th, and pay for somebody or split the cost with them, but let's get as many there as possible. It's a lot of powerful speakers, but a lot of fun and a lot of great food. I mean, you're wrapping it up with a pizza party and music by Chris Cruzy. Are you kidding me? Wow.
I know. How can you go wrong, right? And
right.
Chris is so cool.
Yeah.
He is just such a great guy. Loves veterans, loves first responders. I mean, that's his heart, you know? And, you know, how can you miss it, Mark? We're going to be in a big, huge, big top tent.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry, anyone coming, you know, it's October, wear a couple of extra layers, but that whole area is going to be heated as well. But, you know, our setting, Mark, it's pretty cash.
Uh-huh.
And so we've got, you know, great speakers on there. We've got also wonderful sportsman's raffle and silent auction items and everything. But right off stage, are our horses grazing. So, you know, it's not a big banquet hall environment. This is this is as grassroots and as grounded as you can get.
Yeah, fantastic. And so where and how do people register?
Okay, you can go to strengthinservicesummit.com.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need to know. You're going to see all the speakers. You're going to get all the information there. And all you in the upper right, there's a button that says get your ticket.
That easy. I'm at the site right now, strengthinservicesummit.com. That's strengthinservicesummit.com. Get registered yourself, your friends, your family. It's going to be a fantastic event. Thanks so much for talking with us about it.
Thanks, Mark. I just, you and I are good old friends.
Uh-huh.
And anything that we can do to help our community, we're both on board for that. And I love that.
Absolutely. So exciting, powerful. Wish you the best. And wishing great weather for it, too. Why not, huh?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That's our prayer as well.
Uh-huh. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you, Mark.
That's Tony Matson from the Trinity Equestrian Center, wearing the hat of Summit Coordinator these days for the upcoming Strength in Service Summit, which is coming to the ranch October 3rd and 4th, Friday night, October 3rd, Saturday, October 4th. You can get registered at strengthinservicesummit.com. That's all one word, strengthinservicesummit.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio.